This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Now, an item about the selling of an item that consumers, in this case men, may not, in point of fact, actually need. The Wall Street Journal had the scoop this morning. Sometime around Father's Day, Gillette is going to come to market at a suggested retail price of $11.49 with a new razor. It's called the ProGlide FlexBall. Why they're bringing it out? Yeah, I don't know. Here's Marketplace's David Gura.
After I got this assignment, I decided to give myself a shave in the Marketplace DC Bureau's men's room.
It's been about a week.
Got some shaving cream, a single blade plastic razor. Cost me about 42 cents. My verdict?
It's not the fastest shave, but it's a shave.
99% of what we all buy, we don't need to buy.
Mark Stevens is a marketing consultant.
The business of business and of marketing is to make people buy what they enjoy buying and often feel that they don't need but aspire to.
When a company's marketing to men, well, there are some tricks. Jean-Pierre Dubé is a marketing professor at the University of Chicago. He says it helps to play up how technologically advanced something is. Men love inscrutable jargon.
I don't know if this is nature versus nurture, but certainly the male consumer seems to have a craving to be at the technological frontier.
This happens all the time with electronics. Companies appeal to men with faster computers or bigger TVs with sharper resolution. Well, this segmenting is happening in the consumer products world too, Dubé says. You can now buy premium paper towels.
It's supposed to look and feel like actual fabric.
And there's premium dish detergent.
The dish cleaner that doesn't just wash your dishes, it washes the dishwasher while it's cleaning.
Some customers are willing to pay for that. Well, in theory at least, Dubé says.
What we don't have is very much evidence that in these categories like consumer packaged goods, that these things really create much incremental profit. So it's really only in theory that this works.
Still, companies try. Dubé says you got to keep in mind a lot of these claims that something's premium or high tech or high quality are subjective. They may sound good, but often they're difficult to prove. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.